From today, millions of Australian workers have the right to ignore phone calls, texts and emails from their boss outside working hours. Laws creating the so-called right to disconnect have come into effect today for organisations employing more than 15 people. But exactly how and when the new right will apply is unclear, and experts are worried that many businesses are unaware of the change. Declan Gooch has more.
Getting a call from work on a day off or late at night is a familiar experience for many Australians. In Adelaide, Beverly says she's lucky her current bosses don't contact her out of hours, but it's not always been like that.
I have worked in the industries where, you know, you get home but you still got to do those emails and stuff, and it was always a bit of pressure that was on you to do that.
Kim is an employer and says he does contact his staff when they're not working.
I send messages outside of hours, but the expectation is that they don't need to read them. I just need to get it off my chest so they can address it during business hours.
From today, new laws mean employees of businesses with more than 15 staff are entitled not to read or respond to contact from work out of hours. Chris Wright is an associate professor in work and organisational studies at the University of Sydney.
They don't prevent employers from contacting employees outside of hours, but they do give employees the right not to reciprocate that contact unless they're being compensated for doing so through a payloading or an allowance of some kind.
The laws are aimed at reining in what experts have termed availability creep, the increasing expectation that staff will be available at all hours. Chris Wright says it's a trend that accelerated during the work-from-home boom.
Technological change, especially this kind of always-on culture that's been enabled by smartphones and devices, that has really been a game changer because it's meant that when an employee leaves the office or leaves their job for the day, it's still so much more easier than it was in the past for them to be contacted.
The right only applies if the refusal of contact is reasonable. Exactly what that might mean is vague, and Chris Wright says it will be clarified by the Fair Work Commission as it deals with disputes relating to the new laws.
The Fair Work Commission will look at the type of work that's being done, you know, whether it's a type of job that typically requires contact outside of regular working hours, what the regular working hours are, whether the employee is being compensated for potential contact outside of hours, and also an employee's personal circumstances.
Murray Watt is the Federal Workplace Relations Minister and says the Fair Work Commission will have plenty of discretion to decide whether an employer has actually crossed a line.
What we've said is that, for instance, the Fair Work Commission, if it ever did get to that, would take into account things like the seniority of an employee. It might also take into account the nature of the contact and the reason for the contact. So if it was an emergency situation, of course people would expect an employee to respond to something like that.
He says complaints from industry groups that the laws will harm businesses are unfounded.
If an employer sends one text message on a weekend to see if someone can take an extra shift, that wouldn't be unreasonable to expect that the employee responds to that call. But if we're getting people who are getting persistent messages, persistent emails, with an expectation that they're going to be at their employer's beck and call after hours, I don't think anyone would say that's reasonable.
But employment expert Natasha Hawker says many businesses are likely unaware of the change.
You've got to educate your managers to know that they don't or shouldn't be contacting their people anymore. You need to have job descriptions and make sure those job descriptions are accurate. And you also need to check the employment contracts as well. So there's a lot of change here that needs to happen, and I think it's a cultural change as well.
The right to disconnect for employees at smaller businesses, those employing 15 or fewer people, comes into effect in a year's time.
That report by Declan Gooch and Luke Radford.